South Carolina, lake wind forecast, easterly winds 10 to 15 knots this afternoon, southeast winds less than 10 knots tonight, and southeast 10 to 15 knots Tuesday. The coastal marine forecast, from south of Little River Inlet to Savannah to 20 miles offshore, a small craft advisory is in effect due to rough seas this afternoon and tonight. East winds 15 knots and seas 5 feet for Tuesday, southeast winds 10 to 15 knots and seas 4 feet. The offshore waters forecast, some had a stream into Blake Ridge, which includes the South Carolina waters beyond 20 miles to Gulf Stream. This afternoon, the north portion, east winds 10 knots and seas 3 feet. The south portion, east winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet, widely scattered thunderstorms with visibilities briefly 3 nautical miles or less. But tonight, southeast winds 10 to 15 knots, seas 4 feet, widely scattered thunderstorms with visibilities briefly 3 nautical miles or less. For Tuesday, southeast winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Scattered thunderstorms with visibilities briefly 3 nautical miles or less.
This is NOAA Weather Radio, the voice of the National Weather Service, originating at the National Weather Service Forecast Office in Columbia, South Carolina, broadcasting over station WXJ20 on an assigned frequency of 162.40 megahertz.
Columbia 11 a.m. has partly sunny skies, temperature 78 degrees, humidity 42%, surface wind east at 12 miles per hour, barometric pressure 0.22 inches and falling. Preston's cloudy, temperature 78, but northeast 13. Charlotte, mostly sunny, temperature 75, but east at 7. Greer sunny, temperature 73, on southeast 5. Charleston, partly sunny, temperature 78, when east at 16. Up here, Columbia, 11 a.m., 78 degrees.
Monday morning, river stages for the Midlands. Congaree River at Columbia, 3.4. Congaree River at Sandy Run, 8.4. Watery River at Camden, 1.1. Watery River near Eastover, 3.6. Upper Santee River at Tres Vance Landing, 75.6. North Edisto River at Orangeburg, 3.1.
An upper level disturbance will spread clouds along with widely scattered showers or thunderstorms over the eastern portion of South Carolina this afternoon. High pressure will cover the state tonight. More widely scattered thunderstorms are possible on Tuesday. The forecast for the Midlands of South Carolina, including the Columbia and Florence listening areas, this afternoon skies will be partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers or thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the middle 80s. Tonight will be fair with lows in the middle 60s. Tuesday, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the middle 80s. In the mountains, skies will be partly cloudy this afternoon and Tuesday. Along the South Carolina beaches this afternoon, skies will range from partly cloudy in the north to mostly cloudy on the southern beaches. There'll be a chance of showers or thunderstorms on both northern and southern beaches this afternoon. For Tuesday, partly cloudy with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms. The seawater temperature will be in the lower to middle 70s. Hurricane season begins June the 1st and continues through November the 30th. In preparation for the 1994 season, the week of May the 29th through June the 4th has been declared Hurricane Awareness Week in South Carolina. All residents should become familiar with hurricane safety procedures. High winds, tornadoes, and flood-producing rains can occur well inland as they did with Hurricane Hugo. Here are some tips. Learn the storm surge history of your area and know your elevation. Know the best evacuation routes. Locate designated shelters. If possible, find a safe place to store your boat. Remove all dead limbs from trees. Inspect your home for loose rain gutters or siding. If shutters do not offer sufficient protection, keep sheets of plywood on hand to cover windows. Hurricane watches are issued when a hurricane poses a threat within 24 to 36 hours. Hurricane warnings are issued when hurricane conditions are expected within 24 hours or less. At these times, you should leave low-lying areas and mobile homes for safer shelter. Moor your boat securely or move it to a safe location. Cover all windows with boards or strong shutters. Secure outdoor objects or bring them inside. Fill your car with gas. Have enough water to last for several days. Have flashlights, radios, and batteries ready in case you lose power. Advanced planning is the best way to prepare for natural disasters. For more information, contact your nearest National Weather Service office or the South Carolina Emergency Preparedness Division.